Hello and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Wood. Today's episode, Thanksgiving Celebration and Why We Celebrate. This year is on Thursday, November 26th. The history of Thanksgiving dates back to the early 1500s, known as the Harvest Feast, first shared by English colonists or pilgrims of Plymouth and the Wampanoag people, also known as North American Indians, who previously occupied parts of what are now the states of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. They were known for being farmers, hunters, and for fishing. The way we celebrate in the United States is not without disagreements and debates, but it remains a time for Americans to give thanks, show appreciation, and gratitude. One for the fall harvest, good fortune, and blessings in our life, while gathering with close friends and family we love so much. Here's some quotes on gratitude I really like. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has a cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lit the flame within us, by Albert Schweitzer. Another one by Amy Collette. Gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. It's the spark that lights a fire of joy in your soul. I really like that one. The American holiday is particularly rich in legends and symbolism, one being with food. The Thanksgiving traditional dinner typically includes turkey, breast stuffing, potatoes, cranberries, and pumpkin pie, then washing it down with plenty of booze. Where the Wampanoag chose corn, also known as maize. This was their main staple in diet, prepared in a very creative way and supplemented with fish and game. But many generations have come and gone since the 1500s, yet many of us still celebrate with the same types of foods, in abundance no less. As if we will never see food again, so we better buy, eat, and drink as much as possible, right? This action really has bugged me. Well, and I'm just not a big eater-minded person, but I understand the purpose of showing appreciation and coming together, yet this is the 21st century. We have so many more choices and knowledge about food more than ever before. Many of us know that eating too much usually doesn't end well, right? Yet we continue to do so. Why is this? This holiday is the busiest for traveling too, as family members and friends gather to be with one another. With this current pandemic, it's doubtful many of us will be traveling or gathering in large groups, as we have traditionally done in the past. This doesn't mean it's over. It's a time to create a new style of tradition. Time to tap into our creativity and explore something new. Why are traditions so important? Here's five reasons. One, provide a source of identity. Two, strengthen the family bond. Three, offer comfort and security. Four, teach values. Five, enjoy the rhythm and the seasons of life. Research has shown that reflecting fondly on one's past, also known as nostalgia, actually provides a myriad of positive benefits, including a remedy for loneliness, boosting generosity towards strangers, and lowering anxiety just to name a few. It can also contribute to feeling good and providing a sense of strength to move forward. When choosing a new tradition, keep in mind your family history. Reflect on some happy times like baking, hiking, or when singing together. The details of food and activity can change to create a fresh experience, perhaps a healthier one. Healthy doesn't mean eliminating your favorite food, simply exploring something new. When exploring activities with a limited amount of people, creating nostalgia can require a little more planning, but it can be fun. We tend to look to Google or surfing social media, which are great places to start in gathering information and ideas. The most important focus towards a nostalgic experience is to create value with those you care most about, especially at this time of the year. So I have some questions for you. Who will you spend your day with? What kind of memories would you like to create? How do you want to feel at the end of the day? Full and fatigued, or rejuvenated and happy? The choice is yours, my friend. Think about it. I'm offering a free service to help you find the best solution. Would you like to discuss your situation and find some new ideas? Nothing like the present to find out more. You may discover a tip or two, or share one with me. Planning doesn't have to be stressful. It can be fun. So consider that and reach out to me by email or text, and I'll leave the details on the blog post. Hey, thanks for listening, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your loved ones. This is your host, Joyce Wood, signing out for now.